All right, good evening, everybody. We'll call this meeting to order. Will you please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance? And there used to be a flag right here, so I'm just going to hold it. A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'm going to declare a quorum with all three board members present. And moving on to the minutes from last month. Let's see. I see one new face in the room. How are you?
I'm Ron Jones.
Okay, good to meet you. So this is Katie Gossman, our treasurer. I'm Jeff Henge, and this is Michael Seeds. So Michael writes up the minutes from last month's meeting. We had two meetings, actually. We had a regular monthly meeting, followed by our budget meeting, where we approved the budget for next year. Usually every July is when we meet with Butler County to set the mill levy, find out how the property taxes had shaken out, and so then the meeting in August, we have the budget meeting to approve that budget. We were able to, the property values, just a snapshot on that, the property values had gone up a little bit, so we were able to actually reduce the mill levy and just keep our budget the same. So we didn't raise it for next year at all. So I will put a motion on the table to approve the regular meeting minutes from last month. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
And the reason being,
No worries.
I had surgery and I didn't show up to the meeting, and so I did some of it by phone, but I wasn't here for all of it, so I'm just going to go ahead and abstain.
Yep. No worries. Yeah, and Michael does send these around to both Katie and I before this evening, so we, go through them and proof them, and everything's copacetic. All right, and then I will put a motion on the table to accept the budget meeting minutes, where we approve the 2021 budget. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 I did all of this one.
That's true. You're on the phone for that one, weren't you?
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to our board reports, our overseer's report. This is from Robert every month. Gives us a summary and kind of a snapshot. The monthly overview at the top is really a snapshot of some of the extra things they do besides the road work. And he is probably, well, I don't know for sure, not available this evening because his mom, and he's made this public, this is not me making this public, his mom is in advanced stages of dementia, unfortunately, and so he's trading off shifts with his wife, obviously taking care of her, so he wasn't able to make it tonight. They're still trying to find help. They had a niece help him for a while, a granddaughter help him for a while. So he keeps struggling back and forth with that as far as being able to be at our meetings. So this is the overseer's report. It's available both on the website and to you guys here tonight. The clerk's report.
So last month, besides all the stuff that, you know, I normally do, I did update the handbook based upon last month's board meeting where we increased from 50 to 80 hours of flex time. I've also did a few things on the website, updated some forms, fixed some forms. So our website does contain forms. If you guys ever have road requests, culvert requests, or just general requests, that whenever you guys do that form, it goes to all three board members. So I would recommend that you guys utilize that as much as possible so we're all aware of what's going on. And that's basically it.
Okay. Easy. Katie?
I made reports. We had a beginning bank balance.
Oh, sorry, why don't you tell them what page you're on?
Reconciliation summary.
Okay. Well, he's new, and we've seen them a couple times, but...
Sorry. You used to just jump in into it.
I know, sorry. I understand.
So for the month of August, we had a beginning bank balance of $454,848.08. We had cleared transactions giving us an ending bank balance of $399,514.32. Then we had outstanding transactions that hadn't cleared the bank yet, which would give us an ending balance of $387,706.71. All the details on what all that was is in the following pages.
Okay.
That's pretty much all I got. I'm ready to move on to the vouchers.
Okay.
So, when we do the vouchers, Michael collects all the bills, invoices, receipts, all that stuff, and then puts it into OneDrive and gets me paper copies too. And then I put together the vouchers and then send it to Jeff and Michael to make sure I didn't transpose any numbers or miss anything. So they've seen this, and I hope it's right. So I move to approve the vouchers incurred in August of 2020.
Second.
I wasn't sure if you were going to. Okay, motion's been made and second to approve the vouchers for August of 2020. So moved. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And vouchers is just a fancy name for the checks that we're going to send out to pay these bills. Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
I was recovering from surgery. I didn't take the vouchers. If I did, I don't remember. So.
Yeah, really. No worries. Okay, on the trustees report, a couple things in the employee area. We have one gentleman, Doug Youngers, one of our part-timers, has retired. His last day was around the beginning of September, maybe third week in August, somewhere in there. And Doug had been with us for about a year and a half in part-time capacity and just kind of finally decided he wants to drag his camper around the United States and find somewhere else to visit, and he's going to retire. We have hired another part-time guy to replace him and to kind of help us out with some of the road work we've been doing of late. Jarrett, he was actually a referral from Steve Jones. It's somebody that he's worked with in the past that has a lot of heavy equipment and truck driving experience. And so he started with us 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, 2 weeks ago. All right, the chip seal project, unfortunately I have some bad news there. That has been postponed until next summer. A couple of things there. We ran into some timing issues, both with Butler County getting busy and also with the weather, the cold that came in last week. Surprised us a little bit. We realized that we were a little late in the summer for it. But the good news out of that is that the roads sitting and curing, as people say, or hardening from now till next summer actually is good for the roads. It doesn't hurt them at all. And we'll be able to finish up Prairie Creek number 5 as well that we hadn't quite finished. The other part of that decision that came out of that is an opportunity that we were able to get on is Butler County is actually started yesterday or today, up on 140th, where the detour is coming into the township, and they are patching 140th and also Prairie Creek from 140th to 150th, 150th to 160th. They're patching that with asphalt. And then they're going to move to Butler Road and 160th and go east from there past the water treatment plant. They're going to patch that with asphalt. And then because they realized that obviously we have a lot of traffic with the detour, they've agreed to do 160th from Prairie Creek going east to the electrical plant, the part that's currently chip sealed. They're going to lay an overlay of asphalt on that, but not charge us labor or hauling fees. So we're just paying for the asphalt and the oil, and they're going to lay that down. So rather than us spending, that was one of the portions we were planning on chip sealing. So rather than us spending, it was going to be roughly $14,000 to chip seal, it's going to be $27,000. But we're going to end up with an asphalt road versus a chip seal road for that portion. So we get, because we get heavy trucks in and out of the electrical plant, we do get rock trucks and heavy trucks coming down 160 from the quarry, a lot less since they've opened the Augusta quarry, but still they're there. And that is one of our heavy traffic roads around here. And then also in response to the detour on County Line and 140th, the other thing we've been able to arrange with the county is they are gonna come in with, it's called a BOMAG machine. And what that'll do is it'll actually dig down in the road about 4 to 5 inches. They're going to totally tear up County Line Road from 150th to 140th, and also 140th from County Line to Butler Road. They're going to tear that up for 4 to 5 inches. They had hauled in rock from Severy, southeast of here, which actually is much harder rock than we're able to get around here. And because we had the extra land next to the township, this was about a month ago, they had a contract for that rock that was running out, and they needed somewhere to store it. So because we were able to store it, they actually are giving us that rock for free. It's roughly 700 tons of rock that they're going to put on that detour for us for free. So with the BOMAG machine, tear all that up that's on there, add that rock, type grade it, water it, and roll it in with their rubber tire rollers. So they're going to completely resurface both of those miles. And right now it looks like at no cost to us, just because we've been able to, you know, work with them and be flexible, be agreeable, and not give them too much grief, frankly. The detour, we have word that it looks like it's opening next Tuesday, for the, on the roundabout for the east-west traffic. It would be Wednesday, Thursday at the latest, but right now they're talking Tuesday. North-south is estimated to be end of the year. They're hoping that it's faster than that. But he's saying, like, hopefully worst-case scenario. But they're going to try and speed that up. So hopefully that east-west portion will relieve some of the traffic that's been going through our neighborhoods with that being open. And then also them redoing the roads will obviously help with the dust and the potholes and all the junk that's going on there. Okay, so that's all I got. We're the items of business. excuse me. So the first one, we've just had a couple of things come up. We had with our auditors, with the company that's doing our payroll, and now I just blanked on who are we having late fees? Oh, the credit card company. That's right.
Because they changed how they were doing stuff.
Yeah, they changed their billing cycle. So now, since we only meet once a month and we send checks, our checks are late and we're starting to get late fees, so we make calls. They totally have been working with us and just waived the late fees, but in order to get some of that streamlined, we're going to consider a couple of bills, just paying bills online, you know, like everybody's doing in your household, similarly doing that. The bills will still go through the whole receipt approval and voucher process. This is just the way of paying them so they get there faster. That's all it is. So I will put a motion on the table to utilize paying some of our bills electronically where that's applicable and will save us fees and headaches. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the second one is that asphalting project that I just talked about. That's going to be, like I said, on 160th from Prairie Creek to cover the existing chip seal that we have out to the energy plant. It will be both lanes. It's going to be an inch thick of asphalt, and it is a full lay. It's not just patchwork. It is a full asphalt road. Estimated costs are right around $27,000. Like I said, that's just for the hot mat and the oil. That's they're not charging us labor or hauling fee for the hot mat.
And that should help that section of road to last longer without needing another chip seal coat, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot longer.
Right. And Mulberry, North, or Mulberry is right in the middle of the mile, just west of there. There's actually a low bridge that when we had those storms 2 and 3 years ago, that low bridge kept getting topped over. And so our chip seal there was getting kind of beat up with the flooding that was going on there. So the asphalt will also help that hold much more than the chip seal did. So I will put that motion on the table. So moved.
Second.
Excuse me. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the last one, as I mentioned, Jared is another part-timer. Just officially recognizing and voting on it in a meeting. So move to hire Jared Moore as a part-time employee at 30 hours max per week. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Okay.
That I was went it. Through the meeting him and all that hiring stuff while I was unable to participate, so.
Heavily on narcotics.
I wasn't with him very well for a while.
Yep. All right. Okay. I'll open the floor then for discussion if anybody had any questions. Not this summer. We ran into timing and just a little bit of cool weather, unfortunately, that. So the asphalt is a little bit in place of that. Also, the funds have been earmarked for that, so those will be held over till next year. We're not going to spend them on anything else. That's actually an agreement with Butler County that we're writing up. It'll be the same roads next summer. Okay, anything else? All right, well, I appreciate it. All right, we'll call this adjourned.
Aye.